Hello, my name is John Speedling. I live in New Paltz, New York, and I'm a Central Hudson customer. Recently, I've started working for the AFL-CIO right here in the Hudson Valley, and more importantly, I've started working for over 500 quality union employees at Central Hudson. So you might assume that I'm here today to discuss the amount of jobs that will be lost, the amount of lives that will be ruined because of this takeover, how work will be outsourced, and how our good tax-paying neighbors will be out of work, or how towns and communities will be destroyed without this revenue, and how schools and social services will decrease. Similar to what we saw when a power plant owned by a foreign company closed and left hundreds of our neighbors jobless and burdened an entire town in Ulster County. Since that closure, which was only last year, two schools closed in that particular town where a majority of the workers lived. Two schools in a town with a population of 4,000 people is quite a lot. I don't even want to get into the amount of jobs that we lost when the schools closed, which I won't, because that's not why I'm here either. Why I'm here today is to discuss the issue of transparency. Everyone here, probably including yourself, sees how there's not one public benefit to this merger. But unfortunately, we're in the minority. Not because the majority favors the merger, but because they don't know anything about it. Fortis spends tens of thousands of dollars on PR campaigns to hide this merger from the public. Average companies spend about 10% on PR and marketing. Fortis pulled in over $315 million last year, so I think it's up to you guys to do the math. It's quite a lot. They were able to use this money to mislead the public with statements such as, 90% of the shareholders approve this merger. Well, that's simply untrue. The truth is, only the few rich shareholders that happen to own 90% of the shares approve. However, if we actually view shareholders as people, which we already know Fortis does not, the true majority of shareholders, actual people shareholders, oppose this merger. It's a classic 99% argument. Those with the most money dictate the masses, and apparently speak for them too. So today I took the liberty of conducting my own survey. I surveyed 50 young adults, most of which happened to be students. 48 of the 50 had no idea that the merger was happening, and these students all lived in the Hudson Valley area and all were Central Hudson customers. So 48 of the 50 had no idea what's happening. Yet 45 of the 50 did know what Central Hudson is and what services they provide. So again, 48 of 50 were unaware. That's 96% of people don't even know about this merger. And look at all the people we have here today. After explaining the details of the merger, all 50 people agreed there was no public benefit at all. Additionally, 41 of the 50 felt discouraged because they didn't know there was anything they could do to stop the merger. However, there is one thing we can do, and that is to convince you and the rest of the Public Service Commission that it's bad for the public. Fortis takes pride in saying, approval by the New York State Public Service Commission of the Fortis acquisition of Central Hudson Group, Energy Group, is the last significant regulatory matter required to close the transaction. Well, sir, you're our last hope. Please do your job. Please save our community. Please stop this merger. Thank you.